From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A longtime source of local news along California's Central Coast is no more. KION-TV in Salinas, a CBS and Fox affiliate, abruptly announced Tuesday that it is shutting its newsroom and ending local newscasts effective immediately. The station added it's partnering with a CBS station in the Bay Area, KPIX. The move blindsided more than a dozen news staff who found themselves suddenly laid off without a job, and it extends beyond just local coverage. Telemundo 23, which shared a newsroom with KION, also saw itself shut down, bringing an end to Spanish-language news in the area, which is home to a large Latino community. All of this at a time when local news organizations around the country are increasingly strained, degraded, or in short supply. Today, we're going to talk about what the impact of this decision could be with two of the employees who are affected by this shutdown. Jeanette Bent was the managing editor and anchor at KION, and Sandra Santos was a bilingual anchor, reporter, and producer at Telemundo 23. Thank you both for taking the time and being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, I want to start off learning a little bit more about the both of you and your background. How did you end up working in news in the Central Coast, Jeanette?
So I grew up in Santa Cruz. I went to Harbor High and I was part of the journalism program there. I took like an aptitude test at 13 years old and it said I would make a fine journalist and kind of did that ever since. Circled back when I wanted to settle down with my family and be close to family and raise my kids here. And I wasn't part of the journalism community for a long time here. I really felt compelled once 2020 happened and I saw what was going on with the pandemic and everything. I just felt like I needed to get back out in the trenches and be a service to the community. Tapping back into my journalism roots here, and I went full on in. I just dove into it. And I was managing a weekly paper here, the Good Time Santa Cruz, and it wasn't the best fit for me. And so that's how I found KION. I was actively looking and never wanted to go back to broadcast. I did have a stint in broadcast when I was in J school and in college. And I never went back. I saw the passion and love that these professionals really needed to, and the dedication that you need to have in the industry. And I didn't feel like I was there in my 20s. So for KION to take a chance on me and to hire me, having broadcast not really been my strong suit was really cool. And I will always be grateful for that. And that was about a year and a half ago. So that's how I got involved with this particular newsroom, this very, very talented group of people.
Yeah, kind of a full circle moment, given that you're from the area.
Yeah, really. And I think that was a big asset to the community. I know that my news director, Scott Rates, really liked that, was hiring me. I think, like I said, taking a chance on me, really not having much broadcast experience. But I think that was a big perk I was able to bring into the newsroom.
How about you, Sandra?
Yes, well, I've been in the community for about 25 years after coming from Mexico. I did some schooling over there and then I pretty much did the rest of my career here. I started in advertising, but then I wanted to go back to school. And for some reason, I thought journalism was the way to go. It was actually chasing me to become a reporter or a journalist. And I really wanted to focus all my energy in becoming a reporter for a Spanish channel, a Spanish news channel. And that was my main goal when I went back to school. It was going to school, doing everything, getting my degree, and making my way into a Spanish news channel. And that's how I got to Telemundo. When I first applied, there were no open slots for reporting. So I started in the promotions department. I had a background in video editing and film. Thus, that helped me in being able to create all these amazing promotions for our news talent at the time. Eventually, when the position opened, I was given the opportunity to show what I was capable of. And as soon as I made that transition, I started reporting in the area. Being from the Monterey County, I felt, it was home, and I was able to go to all these places that I knew needed coverage, pitching stories every day, trying to find the best angles, what people needed, what was more impactful in the community. And that was my thrive every day, to go into the newsroom and making sure that those voices were being heard.
I mean, I can hear the passion in both of your voices, how dedicated you are to covering your backyard and your home. Both of you were raised in this area, in the Central Coast, and it was really shocking to find out that KION was shutting down abruptly and that staff would not have jobs. They would be laid off. How did you two learn about this, Sandra?
Well, I was actually, I usually don't, but I called in sick that day because, as you can hear, I've been out of the weather for a few days. So one of my colleagues was gonna fill in for me. And usually I help them from home, even though, like, sometimes I don't necessarily have to come into work, but I feel the responsibility to make sure that the show still produces and goes well. Then he called me and I thought something was wrong with the show. But he told me that that they were just let go that moment. It was about 11 a.m. and he told me everybody was let go and that the show was no longer going to air that day. And I couldn't really believe what I was hearing. So I told him, just give me 20 minutes and I'll be at the station right now. So eventually I got to the station and I just, what I saw was just people. It was a different vibe. It was not everyone rushing out the door trying to get the stories or pitching in what they were going to do or trying to write articles. It was a somber, very quiet, very sad environment at the time. So I eventually walked up to corporate and asked them what was going on. And as soon as I got there, they already had the paperwork ready.
Jeanette, what Sandra was alluding to, it just seemed like she didn't know. It came out of the blue. For yourself, I mean, did you have any inkling or any idea, or did this come as much of a surprise to you as it did to, everyone else in the community?
It did come as much of a shock to me. I, in all transparency, I did know of something that was happening behind the scenes the night prior with upper management, being let go, before we were all let go, if you will. However, the news that the newsroom was shutting down was absolutely surprising and a shock to. Sandy alluded to that to her, to myself, to everybody, even my news director. He didn't know either. Could we see the writing on the wall? Possibly. I just think we were all so dedicated, so passionate, and such hard workers that we weren't really looking for the signs. So yes, it was a shock to everybody, including myself.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Jeanette Bent and Sandra Santos, formerly from KION TV and Telemundo 23 in Salinas, which announced Tuesday that they will no longer be providing local news coverage or Spanish language newscasts to the area. Jeanette, given that you lived in Santa Cruz, you grew up in this area, you're now a local journalist covering your hometown, the fact that the Bay Area news station, KPIX, a CBS affiliate, will be broadcasting more than 100 miles away to the Central Coast. What is lost with that instead of having a station like KION cover its community directly?
Yeah, thank you. That's a really important question. That is the question. And I mean, I guess in some way, shape, or form, I can say I appreciate that the company is trying to have some sort of regional representation, but no, it's a huge disservice to this community for many reasons. One being we were one of two local news broadcasting stations here. Now there is one. And as much as I love my brethren at KSBW, they're now monopolizing this market. That is a disservice to everybody, including them, including them. Will KPIX represent this area? They're going to do their best, but they're not down here. I mean, we are. So I thank you for touching the fact that I am from here. Yes, this is a major different market than that market. Like, yes, San Francisco and the Bay Area and Central Coast maybe share some similar problems, that I would say we could say statewide, you know, but no, we're very, very different. Different, serve different demographics, serve different communities. I mean, it's a disservice, and it's really scary, to be honest. I'm still kind of like titrating with the news, the shock of it all and the devastation and what this actually means, as well as the larger message. This is a terrible, terrible message to be putting out to the public. Like, this shouldn't happen. And I'm sure, like, our former competition, KSBW, could probably even attest to that. Now, they have a huge, huge weight to carry on their shoulders. They are the only ones here. And KPIX will, like I said, they'll do the best they can. But this is a major blow to First Amendment, to local journalism, to our community, to the Tri-County area that we would primarily serve.
Yeah, Sandra, I also have worked at a bilingual duopoly along the Texas-Mexico border. It was Univision station and a Fox station. Can you expand upon what is lost by not having Telemundo in the Central Coast, not having Spanish language news for a community that is home to a large Latino population?
Yes, well, the first thing I would say, it's the desert. So now, we do have someone in the region with Univision, but they're not locally produced here. And to our degree, we were able to say that we were the only local Spanish channel that produced in-house in the Monterey County. And we had, although some of the other reporters we shared it with, KION, we were still getting there. We were still getting first on scene. And now, I mean, there's only one person in the Spanish news world trying to get something in the Central Coast, and that is from Univision. But she can't really do everything on her own. Even me, I couldn't do everything on my own. But having those two resources at least helped our people get the information that they needed. Now, I mean, at least KION will get some type of a replacement. But for the Spanish news, it was completely, there's no substitution for that one. It's going to go straight to national, and I don't know if they have any other alternative, but for our area, I know it's just no substitution. It's just straight. There's no more Telemundo. There's no more Spanish news at all for that specific channel. And I mean, having to be Monterey County, 60% composing of Hispanic population, that's more than half of the population. So Where are they going to get the resources now?
Mm-hmm. Given that you just learned about this and the community did, you know, roughly 48 hours ago, Sandra, has there been a response from viewers in the Telemundo community?
Yes. As soon as that day, actually, I've heard from even public figures, from representatives, from viewers themselves. They were shocked to hear that there was no place where they could get their news anymore. I mean, they could only rely on social media, but we cannot really guarantee that all that information is going to be accurate at the same time, or even having that professional representation of it. I did get a lot of people sharing and commenting about how this is a tragic loss for Spanish media in the region and how it could eventually die if nothing's done in the next couple of years, yeah, or even now.
Jeanette, KION has been broadcasting for more than 50 years. I would imagine there's been an outpouring of response from the community.
Yeah, I don't know. After this goes to air, I may be revoked, but as of right now, I'm still an admin on Facebook and I'm watching the comments and the sadness and just the devastation. And to be totally honest with you, I'm happy at that response. If the community didn't care, if people were not angry, if they were not pouring in, now they're saying like, let's Jimmy Kimmel this situation and bring that newsroom back. Thank God. Like, honestly, get up and be mad about this. This is a terrible disservice to the community. At the end of the day, that's what this is. This is a violation. We're watching all kinds of things, you know, happening these days. Who knows? No one's immune to it anymore. But this is terrible. And the fact that the community is upset about it and they're grieving that and they're airing that And I'm seeing this on Facebook as my admin status will probably go away soon, and trying to respond to these people. Good. They should be mad. This should be a public outrage. And as a fellow journalist, I'm sure you can understand.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I have to say about that.
And my last question, I know this is so fresh right now. This all just unfolded less than 2 days ago. Do you still see a future for both of yourselves in local journalism, or just even more broadly, journalism? I mean, have you started to think about what the future could look like for both of you? Jeanette?
I love that question, because that seems to be the top of mind of everybody. Actually, you are not the first person to have asked me that today. This isn't the first conversation I've had surrounding this topic. Some of my former colleagues at the newsroom are like pushing me to band together. And I do sit in a seat of privilege. And I understand that being an entrepreneur here locally and being from here in Legacy, where I do luckily know a lot of people. So I've been called to basically rise up and bring together and band together some sort of independent journalism. And what that means and looks like here, I don't know. Like you said, it's been 48 hours. And at the same time, if that's like, I've been tasked with that, and I'm honored and a little humbled by that. I don't know if I'm the person, but if I can do something here to help my fellow journalistic brethren, I will. The community needs it. And I don't know what that looks like again, but that's funny that you asked that, because I've been tasked with this now. So stay tuned, I guess.
Yeah, we definitely will. How about you, Sandra?
Well, same thing. I mean, I did get some offers, some options right that day and even after, you know, but since there's no Spanish news here, there's nowhere for me to go that's locally. I really don't want to leave the Monterey County, or at least not right now. I have so many personal connections here that, you know, keeps me from going away or even going far away, even if the opportunities are there. I do want to stay local. Like I said, I've been in this for over 10 years, and I know there's something local that I can do, and people don't want me to leave. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that I could do locally, even if it's just writing or trying to see how I can keep people informed. But I really don't want to leave. I always keep saying, maybe the Spanish television left us or Telemundo left the area, but I don't think I want to abandon the Monterey County now that they're in need for this.
Well, as someone who's been a local journalist for close to 20 years now, that speaks volumes. Jeanette and Sandra, thank you so much for joining us, especially under these circumstances. We wish you the very best.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
Jeanette Bent was the managing editor and anchor at KION-TV in Salinas, and Sandra Santos was a bilingual anchor, reporter, and producer at Telemundo 23, which shared a newsroom with the CBS and Fox affiliate. KION announced on Tuesday it was ending local newscasts effective immediately, and Telemundo 23 would no longer provide Spanish language coverage. Up next, we'll head to the Central Valley and we'll meet the journalist forces behind the newly launched Modesto Focus. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.